Okay, we're done with Kibbutz Avim. We move to Minyan Beis Hamikdash. Elas HaKadai Techamina. The Gemara jumps from one mitzvah to the next. A new case of Asei Dechalai Sasei Sheish Bekaris. Sag Techamina Tesim Minyan Beis Hamikdash. Diksiv Detanya Yachu Yeh Minyan Beis Hamikdash Techa Shabbos. I would think that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is an assay is Daich HaShabbos, which is a Laisei Shesh Bekaris. Tamalai Meshab Saisei Tishmeru U'mukdashi Tirao Kulchem Chayavim Bekvaidi. So I have a pasuk that tells us that you're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. My lava by Nevesaiser. What's the case? It must be by Nevesaiser, two of the Abmalachas. V'tama the kos of Rachmana b'shav saisei tishmeru, and I need a pasuk halaf echidachi. So we see that misvarach itzayna, and I say is that halai to see a sheish bekaris, because svarach itzayna would have said that it's daicha. So that's why I need a pasuk. Now the Gemara mentions two malachis, baina and saiser. Baina we all understand is binyan beis hamikdash. But Saiser, the Aruch Lener asks that Saiser doesn't make sense. How is Saiser a mitzvah binyan beis hamikdash? That's true, if you want to build, you have to knock down the building that's there beforehand. So you have to be Saiser in order to build. But Saiser, where is Saiser the mitzvah binyan beis hamikdash? The sphere itself, there's no mitzvah. So it's an Av Malacha, we learn it out of the Mishkan. They did it, yeah, but that doesn't mean that you're Mekayim the Mitzvah Saseh of being based in Midrash. When they planted the Samamanim, it was needed in order to build the Mishkan. But no one's going to say that when you plant the Samamanim, it's a Kin of Binyan based in Midrash. Right? So it was needed in order to get there. But it's not the Etzah Mitzvah of Kiyam, the Kiyam of the Mitzvah. Explain.
So,
okay,
anything you're doing,
Ochner says something like that, but I didn't understand it fully. So, you explain it. He says, since Saiser has to be Almanas Livnais, so therefore. It's part of the building. It's still hard to understand. The Saiser is only a Hagdama to the building. The Ochner says something like that. I think his Knetcher is slightly different. His Knetcher is since the Malach of Saiser is Saiser Amanos Livnais, Stamazah, you break things on Shabbos, you're not chayv. It's only if you break things in order to build. So I think his Lashon is that the Malach of Saiser is sort of all the way through to the building. That's all one long malach of Saiser to build. What? We always said the Ran. Why doesn't he say like the Ran? That Stira is needed because it's impossible without it. Because the Ran said that every mitzvah that you can't do without it. So why doesn't he say like the Ran? Chayri, you're right. So,
and you could have done before Shabbos.
Well, the kasha you could have done before Shabbos, or after Shabbos, is a good kasha. We're going to deal with that separately. But we're dealing now that when you do it with Shabbos, on Shabbos, when you're doing it on Shabbos, like the Ran, even though it's sort of a step removed, but I guess it's like walking into the Beis HaKfaras to get the. So I say like the Ran. I guess I would have to agree that with the Ran, like the Ran, it's good. I guess he wants the Teretz even like the Chalkim with the Ran, even though we use the Ran all over the place. So you're right. Anyway, the Aruch there says these words that since the Stira has to be Amanos Livnai, said Amanos Livnai is part of the Guf Hamalach of Stira. Tremendous Chiddush. That Aruch Lener's Teretz should depend on a Chakira of Rabbi Kiva Eger. There's a famous Rabbi Kiva Eger in Klal Gadol on the Mishnah, on the Amud Beis of the Mishnah of the Lamites Malachis. Rabbi Akiva Eger declares, I think there are four Malachis that are Almanos. Seisar Almanos Livnais, and Karei Almanos Litvar, and Meichik Almanos Lichtaiv, and... No, it doesn't say Lichtaiv. So there are only three. Seisar Almanos Livnais, Karei Almanos Litvar, Meichik Almanos Lichtaiv, so maybe only three. No. Chayrus is any for Fuyayara. You know, it doesn't have to be Almanos. All right, so I'll say there are three. So Rabbi Kivei declares, if the Almanos, let's say, Korea Almanos Litvar, you rip in order to sew. That means somebody has a hem that's crooked, so he rips open the hem to resew it. So why does the Mishnah say Almanos Litvar, Rabbi Kivei declares? Is Almanos the Tzura Samalacha? That the tzura of the malacha on Shabbos is Seisar Almanos Livnais, Karei Almanos Litvar, Meichik Almanos Lichtaiv, or it's just a mashal of a misaking, any misaking is chayiv. No, it doesn't have to be Karei Almanos Litvar. Any kriya which is a tikkun is chayiv. Any mechika which is a tikkun is chayiv. The almanos is just the usual tikkun. Usually, if you break something, it's mekalkel. Unless you break it in order to fix it. If you rip something, normally ripping is destroying. If you're ripping in order to sew, that's a tikkun. Does someone Rabbi Akiva declares, maybe it's only a mashal of a tikkun? Or maybe not. Maybe it's a tzura samalacha. That's Rabbi Akiva's clear. The Aruch L'Ner's teretz makes sense. If Almanos Listar is the Almanos Livnais is a tzura samalacha. Because what's the Aruch L'Ner saying? That the binyan is part of the malacha of stira. The stira through the binyan is like the whole malacha. All right, if you learn you need binyan, so maybe you could say such a thing. But if Almanos Livnais is just a hechatimtza, that the stira should be a misakin, then the stira itself is the malacha. You need a hechatimtza if it is a hechatimtza. But if stira is by itself a malacha, just you need it to be a misakin, then the binyan is not part of the malacha. I would have said a different teretz. I don't tell me what's wrong with this teretz. The kash is, how can stira be part of binyan beis hamikdash? So chayav a pashta teretz. Let's say the wall of the beis hamikdash is supposed to be 20 amis high, and he built it 25 amis high. Is it possible? All the midas of the beis hamikdash, Hakol b'ksav miyad Hashem alai hiskil, has to be exact. It's not a beis hamikdash unless it's precise. So you could have seiser in binyan beis hamikdash. He built the wall too high. The whole beis hamikdash is finished, except the wall is built too high. So he knocks off the top piece of the wall. So that tassim levin hasi. Think about tassim levin hasi. I don't know. Maybe you're right. What? Why? It is being misakin. Using two things. It's a tikkun it is. If I need a building... Why not? If I built a wall in the middle of this classroom and I need a bigger room, so I break down the wall, that's not a tikkun? But Saiser. See, if you hold Saiser, Almanos Livnais, then Almanos Livnais is a Tzura Samalacha, and Darach Nes Teretz is good. But if you hold the Saiser, it just has to be a Misakin, and Almanos Livnais is a Marshal. But any Tikkun is good, Darach Nes Teretz is not a good Teretz. But then L'chayr, this Teretz would be good. If the wall was built in a way that is possible for the Beis HaMikdash, so that stira is a tikkun. If you hold any tikkun is good, so then that stira makes it kosher. The shkhan is not going to come down until you finish the base of English. It's not going to finish it. Unless this tassa blame it us. I don't know.
What the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is to build it up, or the mitzvah is to have the finished product.
Either way, the stira is a tikkun.
It's a tikkun. If it's the finished product, then it's important for yes. But if the mitzvah is to build it up,
Dafka build up and not build down. Even if I build down to it, it's not going to be a tikkun. If I have a board, I need the board for the Beis HaMikdash, I cut it down, so it's not a tikkun. I need a 20-hour board, and I cut down the board, it should be 20 hours.
There's no cash.
When they broke something in order to build, I understand the kasha that the breaking is not a kiyum mitzvah. But when you broke it because it was too big, then everything starts off too big. Every rock starts off as a mountain. Nothing
out. You cut down everything.
Okay. Is that stira? That's not stira. No. When you, what stira is that you have a building and you knock it down. If you have a mountain, you chop out a rock and not destroy the minyan. But the fact that it can have it more often doesn't change anything. You're not telling me the reason the terrorists are no good. You're saying it's pashit.
If that would be considered part of the binyan, then there's no kash.
But stira. If the Beis HaMikdash is finished, and I call in Shlomo HaMelech to check on the work, and he says, everything's good except this wall's too high. If someone lops off 5 amos of it, that's seiser, isn't it? It's a good building, a 3-story building. You only need a 2-story building.
Upon the kiyumis of binyan Beis HaMikdash or kiyum Beis HaMikdash?
That binyan Beis HaMikdash. So what do you say? Is it binyan Beis HaMikdash? I don't think so. Or is it Tassel and Rasli? I don't know. I would think. You don't think it's binyan Beis HaMikdash? No? I thought it was a teretz. I could also make it not to be Tassel and Rasli. I built the Beis HaMikdash supposed to be 20 amos. I built it 20 amos. Beis HaMikdash was 20, right? The Mishkan was 10, and the Beis HaMikdash was 20. The buildings are 20 amos high. I finished building it. It's kosher. But then the work has kept on going. They built another floor. So it's not Tassel and Rasli. It was already built good. But now they added to it. They built a third floor, a third 10 amos. So now when I knock it off, it's Masakin. It's not Kiyom of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, you don't think?
Because once I was Makayim in the midst of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, I shaykh that.
No, when they did the 20, it wasn't finished. The front door wasn't done yet. So it wasn't done.
Part of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash.
Is building only adding bricks, not removing bricks? Is not the part of Mitzvah Binyan Beis HaMikdash? Alright, so maybe it's not a good teretz. I think it's a good teretz. No? I'm asking. No, I'm asking. Knocking down, if it's too built too tall, you knock it down.
Alright?
It's called stira. But it's a stira, which is a tikkun. I wanted the pasuk for binyan beis hamikdash. Say binyan. You may know what the pasuk is. There are two psukim. No, the Rambam brings two different psukim. What's the pasuk? Huh? It's the pasuk in Parshas Truma. Vasali migdash. So va'asu has to be binyan. It can't be through stira. Chayv is stira. Yeah. So if the mitzvah will be binyan beis hamikdash, you'd be right. The mitzvah is really asiyas beis hamikdash. Also. He's a steer in the Rambam. In one place he brings Vasu Limigdash, in one place he brings, I think, Lisichna Sidrashu Vasa Shama. So he brings a different pasuk in the first year Rambam Yeskastira, but it's the style of the Rambam that one mitzvah you can learn from more than one place. But Vasu Limigdash, it's not Vasu Limigdash if you knock off. Huh? Asiya. A seer can't be if I knock off something that's too tall and I make it taller. It's been awesome. Okay, maybe that's why Rachel there doesn't say the teretz. So it was a good teretz. So if I'm already holding here, let me ask you a different kasha that bothered me. Like the rat, this kasha is. Building the Beis HaMikdash is only a mitzvah building the Beis HaMikdash. It's a mitzvah to put the lechem apanim on the shulchan. Mitzvah to light the menorah. It's a mitzvah to bring ketores. They're all mitzvahs. All these mitzvahs you can't do unless you have a base of migdash. Right? Hakravas karbonis you could do them. Hakriven afal pishay migdash. But all the other mitzvahs that I mentioned,
You need a Beis HaMikdash. So why isn't building a Beis HaMikdash not different mitzvah saseh? It's a mitzvah saseh of lighting the menorah, bringing the k'tiris. They did it in the Mishkan. You mean if Mishkan Shiloh is standing when they're building a Beis HaMikdash, that's a k'tiris. So right now they're doing it in the Mishkan. They're building a Beis HaMikdash and they're going to transfer it. So I'm right, when Mashiach comes, it'll be a different Mashiach. Mashiach comes and we don't have all these mitzvahs. So then Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Binyan Beis HaMikdash will be Daicha Shabbos. No, but it works. We end up, not Daicha, Vaisei Shesh Bekaras. The Gemara says when Mashiach comes, it's also not Daicha. That's where Rashi and Taisus say it's going to come down from Shemayim. But that's also Tassel Lai Marasi. It's going to come down from Shemayim. So they say, because even the Bayis HaShlishi is not Daicha. It's not Shver, because the Maskana, and I say, is not Daicha, Vaisei Shesh Bekaras. Shabbos Bekaras. This is all the Gemara's have, Amina. So I can't answer the Bayis from the Bayis HaShlishi. Alright, anyway, getting back to what we're talking about, the Gemara says Stira, the Aruch HaNer is Akasha, the Aruch HaNer is Teretz, to me is not such a satisfying Teretz. That's Saiser Amanos Livnai, so the Binyan is part of the Stira. I don't understand it. Let's say you have a person who's Saiser Amanos Livnai. You have a person, he erases in order to write. As a piece of paper, he wrote something wrong, he erases in order to write. After he erases it, a cat comes and takes away the piece of paper before he writes. Is he chayef for the erasing? What do you say? Svara? What's a svara? So you're the shitaska, because you understand the Aruch HaNer. I would have understood, as long as he's meichik in order to write, that's enough to be chayef. As long as he's saiser in order to build, he's chayef. He has to actually build? No? Now, if I say he changes his mind, you'll say maybe it's omit for him to change his mind. So I don't want to say he changed his mind. Something happened. He knocked down the building in order to build, and then there was an earthquake. He can't build anyway. But when he did it on us. Nachayev? Probably is. There's Masakin. The mice itself is a Masakin. That's also not a Aruch HaNer. The Aruch HaNer is saying that Saiser Almanos Livnais and Hilchos Shamos a Bichidish. Saiser Almanos Livnais, that the Binyan is part of the Stira. Is somehow part of the Saiser is all the way through to the Binyan. It's a Chidish. Yeah, by a Yid, the Machshava to do an Aveira is not an Aveira. But I don't think it's going to help here. Because here he did the Maisa. The Maisa was the erasing. Right. So he erased in order to write. But he did it. You see, he's not going to go Einish was Machshava of writing. You see, that's a Chiddush. That's what you guys are saying.
The Chiddush.
That it could be built. You have to build. Let's say somebody, a cipher needs to write. There's a mistake. So they call me in, they say, do me a favor, erase it, and he'll come later, he'll fill it in. So I erase it, and then the cipher comes. Or I'm a demolition expert, I don't know how to build anything. Somebody tells me they have to knock down the building in order to build. So I'm in the demolition business, I go and knock down the building. And someone else comes to build. So the aveira is that I destroyed in order to build. It's only when he builds. When he builds, I get the aveira. I would have thought my destroying is the malacha. That's what I would have thought. They're saying a chiddush. Aruch HaNer seems to say. By where? So, but the Maisa Stira is the Aveira. The Maisa. But it's what he did it. He destroyed. He destroyed.
Every last one Shabbos, not because I had an intention to do something for that, say the Jew is not a problem.
Well, sometimes the mice is inherently a tikkun. You're saying that
they have a different reason. You go, oh,
you're saying if someone cooks, he's not chayav till he cooks.
Somewhat similar, but not
exactly the same. If someone plans to cook and it doesn't cook, he's pater. Because there, no malacha happened. No malacha happened. But here, the malacha happened. The malacha is the stira. See, in this achidish. What?
You're might
to
be a big, huge chest.
Right. Not even until it's finished. Yeah. So I agree with that. If your Maisa Malacha is Mechika, your Maisa Malacha is Ksiva. If it's Mechika, you have to erase two letters. If you erase two letters, what I'm saying is you'd be chayv as long as when you erased it in order to write. Even if you didn't end up writing for some reason, you ran out of ink, you didn't write, but you plan to. Or you write on Sunday, you erase on Shabbos, you write on Sunday. So such a person, I would have thought, and I still think, is chayiv for the erasing. That's why in the Aruch Haner, how he ties the binyan into the stira, which is just its condition, doesn't seem. It's nothing to do with halacha lemaisa, it's a Shabbos derasa drabanan, but still, it's. Right, the stipler. There's a stipler here, and the stipler touches on, I guess what, there's a basic machlokes, Rishayim in our Gemara, in the whole sugya of Aseidah Chalaisa say. The stipler brings a Rashba in Masechta Shabbos Daf Chav Dalet. If I remember correctly, the stipler says the Rashba B'Shem Ramban. So we'll call it a Rashba, but for future reference, it's a Ramban as well. The Rashba is a kasha that what's the Havamina? That binya beis hamigdash is a mitzvah saseh. It's daicha Shabbos, which is a loisah say sheish bekaris. That's why that's the sugya here in the Gemara. That really I need a pasuk because I would have said binya beis hamigdash and I say, which is daicha loisah say sheish bekaris. In fact, the Rashba. It's Efshel Lekayim Shneim. We don't say Hasei Dechalais Hasei when you could do both. You could do both. You could build a Beis HaMikdash tomorrow on Sunday. You're only going to build it once. You don't build a Beis HaMikdash every day. You're going to build a Beis HaMikdash once. It's an Hasei Mekayim once. So why do it on Shabbos? And you'll be over on Alav. And you have to say Hasei Dechalais Hasei. It's Efshel Lemachar. I could do it tomorrow. And I could do the essay without the lice essay. It's not like Klai Mitzitzis. Klai Mitzitzis, I could do the mitzvah with this beggar of tzitzis. I could do it a mitzvah a second time with a different beggar of tzitzis. But with this beggar, I could only do it now. I could only do it with Shabbos. My Shabbos and Shabbos, Binyan Beis Hamikdash, I can only do one time. I can't do it five times. I do it once. So what's the difference? You know, Shabbos, I do it Sunday. It's the reason I give me mitzvahs. But Lamaisa, the mitzvahs I say doesn't require Shabbos. I could do it building on Sunday or Monday. So you're saying a chiddush, which we're going to get to. The stipler talks about your teretz, but that's not the Rashba's teretz. The Rashba says that efshel lemachar is not called efshel lekayim shneim. The fact you could do it tomorrow, that's not called efshel lekayim shneim. Today I have a mitzvah. I could do it tomorrow. Doing it tomorrow is not called efshel lekayim shneim. Today I have a mitzvah to build a beis hamikdash. The fact that I could push it off for the next day, it's a svara. The svara, I guess, is I have to deal with today's mitzvah, not with tomorrow's mitzvah. Today's mitzvah, I can't. Today I have a mitzvah to say, and that's not called Efshel Kayv Shtei, I could do it tomorrow. Right now I have a mitzvah to say for today. By. Do it tomorrow. So I guess Milo, he says it's a separate mitzvah. You can say it should be Efshel Lemachar. So we said B'yam HaShmini is one mitzvah, and if you don't do B'yam HaShmini, it's separate mitzvah. There's one pasuk B'yam HaShmini Yimal, there's a separate pasuk of Himal Yimal, Kol Zachar. So the 8 days, it's a Bezunder mitzvah. But by Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Sakta Rashba, this is saying, the fact you could do it tomorrow is not enough to be called Efshel Kaim Shneim. Okay, it's Mestaver. The mitzvah is for today, but the Rashba needs me to say it's Mestaver, but I think we understand it. Dr. Steichler, this Rashba, the Yisayid, that you can do tomorrow, is enough to be called, is not enough to be called Efshel Kayim Shneim, argues with Taisvis Heyamid Beis, Dibra Maskel Kula. In the middle of Taisvis, Dibra Maskel Kula, Taisvis asked that if I say, Deichalaisa say, the burning of kachim should be daichi yamtiv. The halacha is that the burning of the emurei hakarbanis is not daichi yamtiv. We burn it after yamtiv. Taisus asks, why don't we say that the mitzvah asay of sreifas kachim should be daichi yamtiv? And if we have a pasuk that it's not, we should learn from that pasuk that ain't asay dechalaisa say. We should say, why isn't sreifas kachim, which is asay dechiyantiv, it's a raya, asay is not dechalaisa say. And for Taisvis, shani hasam, yachalasar fa'achar ayantiv. Taisvis said that the mitzvah asay of sreifas kachim is not dechiyantiv, because he could do it after yantiv. That argues with the Rashba. It's the opposite of the Rashba. The Rashba said the fact I could do it tomorrow doesn't help me because I have the mitzvah now. Taisa says the fact that I can burn the kachim tomorrow is a good cheshbon. That's Efshel Kayim Shneim. What? So that's. I would have said no. Again, the pasuk says that you don't know how to burn kachim and yantif. So the kashya was a shlur from there, and I say dechalaisa say teretz is since I couldn't learn from there, and I say dechalaisa say because why is that say not dechalaisa say because it's efshalom achar. So that's why the say is not dechalaisa say. Taisus is saying that's why I have a pasuk. So according to the Rashba, why don't I learn from there? The Rashba says Efshel Macha doesn't count. So according to the Rashba, is Taisus Kasha answered? Taisus Kasha was why don't I learn Einasei Dechalaisa Sei of Sefas Kachim? So his Kasha is not Tachiyantif. I should learn from there. But the Rashba is called Shre, no? Am I right? The fact that you need a pasuk. So we're playing that game again that you can look at it as learning from this pasuk, or you could say that it's a chiddush. Right? We have that problem when we say one way. Sees by say the chalei say when there's no chorus, we learn straight for some reason. Anyway, the stipling them's on that. What? Yeah. Right. And here by Sefer Kachim, therefore, Sefer Kachim is not Karis. This is not Svarach Yitzayim. I'm not explaining why we say the opposite. I'm just saying once we say the opposite by not Karis, so Taisus makes sense. That's just Taisus. I'm not saying a Chiddush. Taisus is saying that we should learn out Einasei Dechalaisa B'Sefas Kachim on Yantiv. And Taisus says that's the case of it's not called Efshel Kayim. That Taisus says you can learn to other places because over there Sefas Kachim is Efshel Amachar. According to the Rashba, there's no Cheshbon of Efshel Amachar. That's the Stiklis Kash. Turns out if you don't hold of the Rashba's Terence, that the Rashba's kasha comes back. That's what the stipler say. That if you don't hold, if you hold Efshel Lamachas, called Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, then the kasha comes back that, why don't we learn from Sreifas Kachim on Yom Tif that Ein Asei Dechal Oysa say? That just like Sreifas Kachim is not Dechal Yom Tif, Asei is not Dechal Oysa say. That's Shra on the Rashba. Which Shra on Taisis is the Rashba's kasha. That why the Rashba's kasha was, that why don't we say Binyan Beis HaMegdash is Efshel Lamachar? Because the Rashba's kasha. So Stapler only doesn't answer Taisis kasha like the Rashba, but he answers the Rashba's kasha like Taisis. In other words, he answers Agamara, Shver and Agamara, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, you could do it tomorrow. If you could do it tomorrow, it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. Why do you have to do it on Shabbos? So for that, the Rashba says a teretz, the Stipler says a teretz, which is a new pshat in Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah. And again, we have this akuda a few times. There are two types of mitzvah saseh. There's one type of mitzvah saseh where the maaseh is the mitzvah, like lulav and shofar. There's another type of mitzvah where the result is the mitzvah. Why don't we have an example previously that the result is the mitzvah? We talk about Puruvu. Puruvu, the result is the mitzvah. So even if a person has a child as a katan, if the child is still around, he has the taitzah. Puruvu, the taitzah is the mitzvah. It's interesting, the stipler gives an example of tefillin. It says tefillin, the mitzvah is to wear tefillin. It's an interesting halacha. There's no mitzvah to put on tefillin. The mitzvah is to wear tefillin. If somebody were to put on tefillin by night, now, rather, we paskin mitzvah lila's man tefillin. But, 1 second. Well, we paskin lila's man tefillin. Just we don't put on tefillin by night, shemi yishem ben. But there's a madiyam de gemara laila lavs on tefillin. If you put on tefillin by night and it's still on by day, you mekayim a mitzvah. Or very often it happens, somebody puts on his tefillin and the sleeve is under the tefillin. You pull out the sleeve. Do you have to unfasten the tefillin and do it again? If the mitzvah would be to put on tefillin, if you were to pull out the sleeve, you would have to untie the tefillin and do it again. In a Torah you can put on tefillin by night. We don't put on by night because of gzeira shami yishem ben. Therefore, you might doze off with them. So, I mean, on a derisidika level. On a derisidika level, you're right, the derabana, we don't put on tefillin. Granted, it says in Shulchan Aruch that b'shas atchak, kagon sheshiyara yaitse, somebody's going on a caravan, he won't be able to put on tefillin later, he's allowed to put it on by night. B'shas atchak. But my point is, it's interesting that the stipler mentions it here as a mashal, that the mitzvah of tefillin is the wearing of tefillin, not having not the putting on of the tefillin. It's not the mice of putting it on, it's the result that you have tefillin on your guf. One of my sons had a pshatel. That was his pshatel. That the mitzvah is the wearing it, not the putting on. You weren't at the bar mitzvah, so you don't remember. But I don't even know which son. But I remember there's a raya. There's a Gemara that says that one of the Amiram was sick. So his wife put the tefillin on his arm. How could the wife put the tefillin? She's not mechuyev mitzvah tefillin. So the Mefarshim there say, it's true in the Haratzvi. He says, because the mitzvah is having the tefillin on, not putting on the tefillin. The mitzvah is not to put him on, the mitzvah is to have it on. And he brings this example, the sleeve underneath. It's true. He says, you pull out the sleeve from under, you don't have to refasten the tefillin. The mitzvah is having it on. All right, that's a sidetrack. But anyway, the stipler says, there are some mitzvahs, the mitzvah is the result, and some where it's the maaseh. This is what you were saying. The mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Taisus will hold, is to have the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash should be there. So it's not a mitzvah you're going to do once. If the mitzvah is to build it, you're just going to do it once. What's it you do with Shabbos? You do it Sunday. If the mitzvah is to have a Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah is the result, so then you can't say it's Efshel L'Machar. Tomorrow I'll have the Beis HaMikdash, but I want to have the Beis HaMikdash today too. today's mitzvah of having a Beis HaMikdash is not Efshel Amacha. So that Tosis holds that that's why it's not Efshel Amacha. Because the mitzvah of building is Efshel Amacha. The building mitzvah of having a Beis HaMikdash, that mitzvah is not Efshel Amacha. What? If you know you can't finish it on Shabbos, so that it's Efshel Amachar, I guess what I would say is, I'm appraising it as a mitzvah to have it every day. We have to miss have it every minute. If I build today, I'll have it an hour earlier, or 2 hours earlier. Say I put in the Shabbos 10 hours of work. So the mitzvah to have the Beis HaMikdash 10 hours earlier, even if it won't be Shabbos, it'll be finished on Sunday or even on Tuesday, it'll be finished 10 minutes earlier, that 10 minutes or 10 hours earlier, that mitzvah of having it those 10 hours is not Efshel Amacha. I have to do it today, but if you get to it for tomorrow. Now it's true it's a Hechsher mitzvah, the Gemara is going to slay that, the Gemara is going to slug it up, but the Chiddush is the mitzvah is to have the Beis HaMikdash.
By Shlishit, it's ready made.
It's a big kasha that will come down ready made. It's a very sure thing.
This is good.
The mitzvah is to have it, not to build it. It's a bit of a problem. You know, it's a famous Rashi and a Tosfos, not a Gemara. Rashi and Tosfos say, the Gemara says that what are we going to do if the Beis HaMikdash is built on Pesach and we didn't bring the Omer, so what are we going to do with Chodesh? That's basically the Gemara's, the sugya of the Gemara. It's in two places, in Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. So Tosfos and Rashi say, how could it be built on Yom Tov? If you're not building the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov, so they say the Beis HaShlishi will come down from Shemayim. So the Velt says from there that the Beis HaShlishi is going to be Nivdei Dei Shemayim. It's not clear from Rashi and Tosfos that if it's in a weekday, it'll also come from Shemayim. But anyway, it's a bit of a kasha because it says that if a guy can't build the Beis HaMikdash, he has to be built l'shma. The building of Beis HaMikdash has to be l'shma. When it says that Chira Melech Tzair built, made the stones or the trees, the wood, so it says that a yid finished it, because it had to be finished l'shma. So it's funny kasha, if the Rabbanu Shalom is kasha to build the Beis HaMikdash, it has to be a yid. And a guy is possible to build a Beis HaMikdash, a cotton is possible, it has to be l'shma. Is God kasha to build a Beis HaMikdash? English Shema Gedalim. But what?
Huh? The Menorah and the Mishkan.
No, the Menorah was made by a person. It says Moshe threw it into the fire. Then it came out in such a perfect form, that was Menorah Shemayim. But the Maisa was done by a person. No? The Maisa was done by a person. All right. Anyway, it's not our sugya. I think there's a Navi tape on it from too many years ago for me to remember. But when they built the Beis HaMikdash, and it wasn't my kasha, it was I don't know, okay, it's not the shy. Anyway, getting back here, was saying now an interesting machlokes, the Rashba and Tosfos. Stipe says the Rashba holds the mitzvah is building the Beis HaMikdash. Since the mitzvah is building the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore the Rashba is the kasha, it's Efshel Amachar, it's Efshel Kayim Shneim, and the Yatzei is his Chiddush and his Teretz. Tosfos holds the mitzvah is the result. The Beis HaMikdash should be built. So the result is the Beis HaMikdash should be built. So then it's not Efshel Amachar. A Stipe likes this idea that mitzvah should be built so much that afterwards he goes into the Rashba that maybe the Rashba holds you have both. It's still shtim with the Rashba's kasha. But Lamaisa, we're going from mitzvah to mitzvah. We're talking now about mitzvah being the Beis HaMikdash. Comes out we have two mahalchim. The mitzvah is the building, or the mitzvah is the result that it should be built. That's the those are the two shittas. Why? Well, if the mitzvah is it should be built, then it's geshmak that knocking down part of the wall, it ends up built. Oh, okay. So then the teretz is good. But you don't like it. It's not lishma. I can't knock down the building lishma. Now I built it all up lishma, and then I knock off what's built too much. But would there be such a thing? Let's say somebody would write a tefillin. It has to be written lishma. He'd write the fifth parasha. Then he realized it's a mistake, so he would cut off the fifth parasha. It's not going to be kasha, it was written Lishma. He wrote too much Lishma, so it's not going to be kasha. Okay, so let's see. The Gemara's Shakel of Ataria now is an identical copy to the previous Gemara. The Gemara goes through exactly the same Shakel of Ataria and Habe Kibbet Aveim. Loi Lav de Mechamer. Same teretz as before. We're going on the Lav of Mechamer Acha Behemtai. At least that's something you should remember afterwards. Mechamer means you do malacha with your animal. And that's a 40th malacha, but it's not chi of karas. So lav de mechamer, afilachi loy dachi. And there, it's not daicha. In fact, tomorrow, the kaimalan say daicha loy, say lemacha de loy dachi. If binyan beis hamikdash is not daicha mechamer, that's a lav shein by karas. Ki tem vishani lavi de shabbos de chamiri, hatana ba'al makoi v'loy kaparech. So same kasha as we asked previously. Kis your shabbos is different. The tan yachaloy malay avi tamay yisham alay atas yachasham Yishmalai, Tamalai Mishamir Vitiro, Kukhim Yab Likvaidi. So therefore, you can't ask at Shabbos as Chamira. Ella Misham Dikal Mifrach Malahanach Shekin Heksha Mitzvah. It's the same teretz as before. Malahanach Shekin Heksha Mitzvah. I Heksha Mitzvah, typically Mahasam, from Mishay Vavam Vitiro. In Achinami, Shaystan Shrek Direct Yer Lamali, so the Gemara brings a new Jerusha. Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Gilyan Hashas, sends us to Rashi and Shavuos. Those of you who have the Mice of Rashi on the side, the last piece is Rashi and Shavuos. So why does Rabbi Kiva Eger send us there? Because it says a Chiddush, you have to chat the Chiddush. It says, Ashab Saisai Tishmairu Midashi Tiro. From there we learn out that Shmira Shabbos is stronger than Mikdash Tiro. So what's Rabbi Kiva Eger's lashon there? What's his lashon? Somebody has it to read it? What? Rashi's lashon, I mean. Atem v'hamikdash chayav v'kvaydi. He says one thing, he says, Atov v'hamikdash achayav v'kvayd shamayim. So that's pshat, kulchem. Who's kulchem chayav v'kvaydi? But kibbet aveim, I understand, it's the father and the children. But otherwise, how would I know? So therefore, it says, that's kulchem chayav v'kvaydi. That's the first piece of Rashi, which we'll talk about. The second piece of Rashi is Yom Tif Nami Yikri Shabbos. That's what he says, that the Yom Tif is also called Shabbos. In other words, bothers Rashi, how do you know Bnei Beis Hamikdash is not daicha Yom Tif? Yom Tif Nami Ikri Shabbos. There's such a Gemara. It says that Yom Tif is also called Shabbos. But Yom Tif says Shabbosayim. Shabbosayim is a Chutrua. It says Shabbosayim in a few places by Yom Tif. Yom Tif is also called Shabbos. Agav, that's why in some Sidurim by Musaf, I don't know what the art scroll has, but when I grew up, we had to take a Meir Siddur. By Musaf, it says it's Shabbos Hazeh. It says it's Shabbos Hamanoya Hazeh. You ever see it in a Siddur? We have a Siddur here again in the classroom. But it says it's Shabbos Hamanoya Hazeh. The reason it said it is because Shabbos Hazeh, Yom Tif Nami Yikri Shabbos. It says Shabbos Hamanoya, Shabbos, which is a day of full rest. So the Chok Yaakov, that's Aruch Lener, was very upset about it. About this nusach, he said, "Manayach amaretz haya." So he says, "Manayach then amaretz," because it's taka also called Shabbos, not called Shabbos hazeh. See, I'm a Shabbos hazeh. So most of Durham don't have it, some do. But anyway, Rashi says the second thing, Yom Tov Nami Yikri Shabbos. And here we have something of a kasha. I think Rav Steinman is this kasha. I think it's on the Elsa Shachar. He says, "What's going on here? Kulchem chayavim bekvaydi." Human beings are mechuyev in kvayt shemayim. That's pashut. Shabbos is kvayt shemayim. So you and the Beis Hamikdash are mechuyev in kvayt shemayim, which is Shabbos. Why don't you say the opposite? Why don't you say you and Shabbos are mechuyev in kvayt shemayim, which is building the Beis Hamikdash? Isn't the building the Beis Hamikdash also kvayt shemayim? certainly is. Listen, it says in the pasuk, "L'kavod u'l'safaras," right? It was built for l'kavod shel kavod shemayim. So, Frecht, Rav Steinman, that what's going on here with this drasha kulchem chayavim b'kavodi? You and again, we say you and the Beis Hamikdash are chayiv and kavod Shabbos. Maybe you and Shabbos should be chayiv and kavod shemayim. In one direction more than the other. God's good kibbut avayim, I understand. You and your parents are both mitzvah in the Torah. You and your parents are both mechayim in Shabbos. Kuchem chayav mechayim. Good. But you and the Beis Hamikdash are chayav. The Beis Hamikdash is chayav in mitzvahs. So the question is, why is it a bigger kavod to Hashem to not build because of kavod Shabbos than to say Shabbos should give way to kavod Beis Hamikdash? When you kippah schal on Shabbos, Shabbos says, okay, skip Shabbos and keep Yom Kippur. Shabbos is mechabed Yom Kippur, so to speak. So why don't we say Binyan Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos? Let Shabbos give way to Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Shabbos is always. Mikdash kolayim and meiroi labayim and meirachem kedam rabedur is kashim is a kedusha. How's he answering Mikdash? But Mikdash kolayim and meiroi labayim and meirachem. Taistaki is the kasha. I didn't remember that taistaki is the kasha. I'm not sure the Teretz is. Except Tzihar Steinman asks it. I'm not sure. I'll tell you, I like the Kasha here because it gives me an opportunity to speak out an old Yisoid that I like. I always like things that bring up old Yisoidis. There's an old Yisoid that I saw in the Netziv, Mahalacha, as in the Meshech Chochma B'derech HaMachshava, it's the same exact Yisoid. They both say. They say that Zman has an inherent Kedusha. It's Kaddish Be'etzem. Shabbos is Kavur B'Kaimi. Zman, which is not a physical thing, it's a Bria, but it's not a physical thing, is Kavur B'Kaimi. It has a Kedusha Be'etzem. Mokoim, or Chafetzim, any Gashmistika thing, is not Kaddish Be'etzem. There's no Kedusha Be'etzem, let's say on Har Sinai. Har Sinai, Torah was given there. Klai Yisrael is told right away, before Mount Torah, that B'mshech HaYovel HaMiyalu Bahar. That it means that after the Shechita leaves Har Sinai, not only people, animals could go up on Har Sinai. That means that the Mokoyim Har Sinai doesn't have a Kedusha Be'etzem. So one of the places the Meshech Chachma says it is there on the Pasuk Hemi Yalu Bahar. Says, why did he tell them before he gave the Torah? Baruch Shalom tells Klal Yisrael afterwards there's no Kedusha to the mount. He says he wanted Klal Yisrael to know there's no Gashmius that's Kaddish Be'etzem. Like we said, Kol Temuna, there's nothing. Gashmius is only Kaddish if a person gives a Kedusha. What? Even the Harbais, he says the same thing. Granted, it's very good because Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, they didn't know Yerushalayim. Nobody knew. He says that's why it says in the Pasuk. That's why it says in the Pasuk. What's the Pasuk? Elam Mokeim Asher Efchar. Losh Natayra. Mokeim, I'm saying it somehow wrong. Right, the Kosh Baruch says, bring Karbonis to the place that I will choose. Mokeim, what's the Losh? Mokeim Asher Efchar Asher. So it doesn't say the place. So Meshech Chochma says, why? Because there's no inherent Kedusha. A person could give Kedusha. If a person makes an animal a carbon, it's Kaddish forever. Kedusha Guf never comes off. Bechor. A human being can make Kedusha. Bechor is Kaddish Be'etzem. It's true, a person doesn't have to give a Kedusha. So I don't see how he explains it, maybe because when it comes out. I don't know. But he says that nothing has a Kedusha Be'etzem, maybe because Bechor is not permanent when the moment comes off. The Harvayis also, right, we're going to have that the Harvayis, the Gemara is going to talk about it, the Kedusha is forever. Even if it's forever, it's only forever through people who give a Kedusha. He has his side. Now the Netziv writes it because Netziv has a shaila about Shemus, about all these things that they literally, I shouldn't say literally, they put in the shuls the Divrei Torah, or newspapers have Divrei Torah. And he has a shaila about throwing it out, or proofs from a printing about throwing it out. So Netziv is Kaveya Yisoid, that nothing has Kedusha unless you give a Kedusha. If someone writes Divrei Torah with the daya to throw it out, it doesn't have Kedusha. It's not be mevazit, but it doesn't have Kedusha. Because Kedusha can only come if a person gives Kedusha. Shemayim, no Kedusha comes automatically. Sefer Kasvei Min has no Kedusha. It comes out if from Shemayim, bricks would just land in the form of a Yudkei Vavkei. The Tziv is saying it would have no Kedusha. Even that's a Yudkei Vavkei. It has to be through a person. Has that come to this Gemara? Kedusha Sazman is more than Kedusha Samalkim. The Kedusha Shabbos, which is Kaddish Be'etzem, overrides Kedushas Hamakayim, which is only a person gives a Kedusha. Only a person that gives a Kedusha. With this explanation, it's very geschmack that Rashi. Why does Rashi have to stick in? Yom Tov is also called Shabbos. What bothered Rashi with Yom Tov? Let's stick him in Yom Tov. It's a bother of Makasha. Yom Tov, people give Kedusha. Makaji Yisrael Vazmanim. So this whole cheshbon doesn't work. The cheshbon works for Shabbos and Beis Hamikdash, which one's daicha which. So you don't know which one, kulchem chayavim v'kvaydi, which is more kvayt shemayim. So his man is more kvayt shemayim than makom. What about yamim tovim? So Rashi has to stick in a teretz for yamim tovim. The yamim tovim is included in the Shabbos dik gzeres hakasav. That it's not a separate gzeres hakasav for yam tov. It's included in the gzeres hakasav of Shabbos, the pasuk that talks about Shabbos, talks about yam tov. Once I know Klapi Shabbos, that Shabbos overrides Beis Hamikdash, that this overrides that. It's a very geshmaki yisayit. It's a yisayit I like. That Kedusha of any object, including a building of a makim, can only come from people. That's why with Seimech that a Tanai helps. Mashen ke Kedusha Sazman, we're Tanai and Donah. What's Pshad?
In Taisis
Shabbos. So Zman is Kaddish from Shemayim. There could be Zmanim that are Kaddish through a person. And that's theory. I'm just saying that Shabbos is Kaddish Be'etzem. Taisus Shabbos is Taka, a human being, has a Kayach also to give Kedusha to Zman. So you have to know if in Taisus Shabbos it would be Daicha Binyan Beis Hamikdash. So I don't know. But at least Shabbos itself, that we know. It's a Geshmaki side. I mean, it's a Shem. Tomorrow we're going to turn to the Yomid Beis. So hopefully we'll get on to the next... next dean of Amir Migdash. Okay.